Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we live. Fuck that bullshit that nigga finna talk. Hey, oh, let me get you 619. I was finna start talking shit. What's up, 619?
Hey, what's up, bud? I just want to know what's royalty and what does it mean to think to be royalty?
Wait. Say it again, man.
What is royalty and what does it mean to think to be royalty?
Royalty. Now, in your imagination, if you was King Louis and you was the head, the king of this kingdom, how would you imagine being treated? Let's say you're this king and you're walking down First Street and people are lined up to see you walk down. How would they treat you? How do you think they would treat you?
Very, very, very respectful. I don't know really, but
Course you don't know exactly what they would do, but you did cover it when you said very respectful. What I'm saying is that's royalty. You want to be treated as royalty. You want to think of yourself as royalty. If you know you've been to walk down First Street and you know motherfuckers are going to be kneeling and they're going to be doing all this goddamn shit respecting you, then you have to represent the person that wants to be or needs to be respected. And that's the way you walk. That's the way you recognize whoever respecting you. All of that is involved. Do you understand that?
Okay. Yeah. A little bit. Can you repeat that?
Okay. Go ahead.
Can you repeat that?
I'm what?
On what you just said?
Can I repeat it?
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm saying is, when you said, when I asked you about how would a king, if this case, be treated if he's coming down Main Street, and you said very respectful. So
yeah.
What I'm saying is that's exactly the right answer, but as far as your question, how do you be treated as royalty, you first have to identify what royalty is to you. You have to identify what being treated royal is. And once you identify...
What is royalty to you?
What?
Well, what are you going to say?
What do I say?
What were you about to say?
Well, man, if you would quit cutting me off, I could get my shit finished, man.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, bud.
I'm just saying, man, if you believe in being treated as royalty, you would have to identify what being treated that way is. And once you identify it, you would have to identify or accept to yourself what makes you worthy of that. And once you see these things, what makes you worthy and how you should be treated, then that's what you're looking for as being treated as royalty.
Okay,
but you're not
okay.
looking for people to bow down to you like you're their king. You're just looking for the respect. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. The respect. All right.
Man, do you understand what I'm saying or not?
Yeah, I do. I do, actually. A little bit.
Okay, what do you think I'm saying?
I'm just thinking you got to walk around the street, think your royalty, and believe and think and imagine them as all worshiping or supporting you, you know? Is that it?
Well, actually, man, that's correct. What I'm saying is when you thinking of yourself as royalty, you're not walking around slumped with your damn posture, you know, at ease. You know, if you are walking around, you're walking around with your posture at attention. You know, different little things like that. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, if you feel that you should be treated as royalty, you got to be walking around acting like royalty so people can see you as royalty. But if you acting around, you walking around doing the shit everybody else doing, who's going to see you as royalty?
Oh.
All right, man. I hope you got that.
Hey, man. Oh, hold up, bro.
What?
Hold up, bro.
What?
Give me an arsenal.
I don't do that. I tell you what an arsenal is. Hold on. I tell you what an arsenal is, and then you come up with the arsenal. Because what I'm saying is what I say, you would have to know what I know and think what I think in order for what I say and you to repeat what I say to work. You're not thinking like me. So you got to come up with your own shit. The arsenal is a way for you to talk to whoever, a potential customer, a potential employer, whatever, is a bitch, whoever, you know, you talk to them, and it's a way for you to see, because you're leading the conversation, it's a way for you to see if you should keep talking to them. If it's a woman and you think you should keep talking to her, that means you get an action from them. If it's an employer and you think you should keep talking to them, that means you're doing that interview well. If it's a potential customer, that means you're selling yourself well. So what I'm saying is it goes for any situation. You just got to know how to use it. All right?
All right. Hey, man, hold on, bro. In the arsenal, actually, what is the number?
Hey, you need to come to Sidewalk University, man.
Hold on.
I ain't holding up, man. Fuck you, I ain't holding up. 414, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Did you ever figure out how Leno spotted that you was green?
Yeah, did you ever figure out how Leno spotted that you was green?
I already know how, man. Game recognized game. That nigga recognized I was on a low level and he was way ahead of me. That's 2-2. Yeah, I seen that shit. Immediately. Because I peeked that he saw I was green. The only way I wouldn't have seen it, if I wouldn't have seen that he saw I was green. God, you guys are slow, man. If I see the shit, I'm up on the shit. 347, what's up?
Hello, Rosebud. How's it going?
I'm good, man. How about you?
I'm doing better than most. I've been working on my tools, and I'm not trying to reveal anything here for all those dumb motherfuckers who are in the enrolled in Sidewalk yet. But the thing is, my mouthpiece is getting better, and I'm getting results just with doing what I'm doing so far. Just the next step is I can't play the same game I used to play in the past. And I want something different, something better. And I'm unsure how to go about it. I'm just asking for a little bit of direction here on
Hey, wait. What you're not accepting is that I already told you, motherfuckers that buy it, they're going to get hella shit from it. But the intricacies that you're going to be missing, you got to come to fucking Sidewalk University for it, man. People pay me to tell them that stuff. Now, I'm going to tell you that stuff for free because you got the course. They got the course, too. They come to Sidewalk University to really learn the course. You motherfuckers that just buy the course, you just want to hear some shit. You want to just read some shit. Yeah. Hey, you internet motherfuckers. All you guys want to do is think you know it because you read it. No, there's things to do for that shit to become you. And that's what you learn at Sidewalk University. All you motherfuckers that buy that course, all you're going to do is what you're doing is find out that you need some real fine pointers. What you going to do, waste your money? I'm talking to you, man. What are you going to do? You going to waste your money? You going to spend all that money on the course? And then the goddamn price points of the course, you ain't going to get it because you don't want to spend a few more dollars?
You're right. I'm already in Sidewalk. I'm already in Sidewalk.
No, you're not, because I don't recognize your voice.
Okay. It's the British Nigerian guy. The guy, the shit I was writing about death and higher consciousness and higher power. Yes. I have to throw
Kevin.
That shit over.
Right, hey, Kevin, don't play games with me, motherfucker. I can see through muddy water and spot dry land. You see, as soon as you start talking and telling me some details, I knew who the fuck you was. So what do you really want to know now that I know who you are? Put your question or your situation together so I can address you.
Okay. So I don't think it's best to ask it on here. Or am I wrong here? Should I ask it on the Facebook group?
Wait, what did you say? You don't think something's wrong if you don't care? What did you say?
So the question I have is this. So I'm getting results based on my arsenal, based on just having conversation and leading the conversation. The problem here is now the next part, taking them on a date, I can't go with what I used to do because I know that's just not going to work.
Kevin, mm-hmm. what you're doing, yeah. listen, mm-hmm. what you're doing is you're starting to use what I'm telling you. And you're mm-hmm. starting to see that it works.
Yes.
But you're getting ahead of yourself, man. You got to let me fucking bring this shit to you. If you're seeing what you're seeing, which is positive results, then you just should be comfortable in holding on till you get the rest. Because if you see what you already got working, you just keep working on that until you get some more to add to it. Because there's no sense in getting all of the information until you can use at least half of it. What I'm saying is, let's say I'm giving you, you don't have zero, and I'm giving you one, and you get it.
Yeah.
But there's 100 to get. Just because you got that one, you might think, God damn, I really know some shit. But then what about when you get up to 5? You gonna really know some shit. But you got 95 more things to learn. So what do you really know? Everything is relative, man. If you don't know shit and you get to learn something, you get to see that you learned it. And you're seeing that you could recognize leading a conversation, knowing what you're doing is what's up. But now you got to wait till you get the rest, because the rest comes with the teaching. And the teaching gives you the understanding of learning the technique that you're using. And this is what I want you to do, Kevin. That's why you're supposed to listen to these shows. That's why you're supposed to do what you're doing. Call in, ask a question that you don't normally ask. And I'm going to kick it with you, man. But what you don't do is try to act like you a secret motherfucker, because I'm going to bust you out. You see, I knew who you was.
You're right. I think you did point something out there, because I do learn a lot from books and computers, and I'm falling into the habit of wanting to know the next step and not having to make a mistake. But you are right.
Listen. You're supposed to want the next step, but you can't control how you get it. You know, you got to be ready for it, however it comes. And you know me, man, I'm going to be coming pushing you. I'll be coming trying to act like you don't know what the fuck you're doing. And I'll be trying to make you show me. But if you buckle under to showing me at any point, you ain't going to get the message. Because you don't supposed to buckle. You're supposed to recognize shit and stay strong. And believe it or not, Kevin, you doing that right now. Watch and see how much better you be on the next call. The next call tonight. You know that, right? It's not no longer Mondays and Wednesdays. It's Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yes.
Kevin.
Thank you, Rose.
Listen to me. Watch and see how much sure you are of yourself on this call today. And right there, why you're going to be sure. You're going to be sure because you was brave enough to do what you're doing right now. That's the only reason you're going to be better. Because what you're doing is taking what you're doing in real life, in real time. Time is, bro. Just Just take my word for it. Come on the call today. Be ready to shoot your shit and see how much better you be.
I'll be there, Sharp. I'll be there. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Kevin, we can do that, right?
I didn't hear that. Did that again?
We can do that. Otherwise, I can wait till we have our conference call tonight. And when I get to you and I tell hey, Kevin, shoot your shot, woo-woo, whatever I say, I'm saying you can say or you believe right now that you're going to stand down. No.
I think
yes
cut
no.
out there. I didn't hear that question.
Quit being scary, man.
No. I can't hear. Now I can hear. Now I can hear. You got to ask the question again.
Kevin, quit
yes.
being scary. What I'm saying is stand up on what you think you already know. Don't you think you know something?
I know something, but I don't know
it. You don't think you know something. You already said that you know how it feels to be leading a conversation. Evidently, you've been doing it. I'm saying you already said you kind of get the comfort or the feeling of comfort that you get from doing that. So you already experiencing that. So those are two things you never really experienced, right?
Oh,
right.
My goodness. So I apologize. It keeps cutting out, and it's so hard to hear at a certain point.
Just be on the call tonight, Kevin, and bring some of the
I'll be there. Thank you for your
all
patience,
right.
Rosebud.
All right, man. The show. 716, I already know who this is, motherfucking Paul, right, Paul?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry, brother. What's up?
This is. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, brother Rosebud, I just wanted to ask you, as you begin to deal with your diplomatic dealings with women, did you improve over time? And did you ever find yourself amazed at just how the self-confidence would just bring these results? Or, I mean, did you improve over time?
Let me tell you something, bro. At one point, I didn't give a fuck what no bitch said. I don't give a fuck. She opened her mouth up and did whatever she said, and I'm going to turn into what I want. And once I do that, if she don't want to fuck with me, I'm through. Fuck you, bitch. But I was trying to pimp a hoes. But what I'm saying, what I knew that ain't what I'm trying to do, I didn't fully accept that. So I would like halfway, you know, the bitch was really kind of indicating I'm going to go with it. But it's not, I'm going to be a square. But if motherfucker realize what time it is, then you really go for it. That is what time it is. It's nothing difficult about none of it. If I'm realizing I'm being the square, I just know that I know I can be doing what I know leads me to do. Because I know leads me to try to pimp on it. I ain't trying to pimp on no goddamn bitch no more. I'm trying to have a girlfriend. Okay. So
right.
I got to see
right.
that. I got to see that, man. Because you can't expect from a real girlfriend what you expect from your home. You just can't.
Right.
And if you don't know how to separate that shit, you're going to be fucked up because you'll be mashing too hard when it comes to expecting the whole shit, and you're going to be disappointed like a motherfucker when it comes to expecting some whole shit. It is all because you still in the streets expecting whole shit. No, you got to expect bitch when you fucking with bitches. It can sound negative, but it ain't. You just expect bitch shit. And you gotta know what it is. You know, bitch shit, they just want what they want with the bitch shit they doing. Whole shit when they do bitch shit. Hoes be trying to manipulate you because they know what the fuck they doing can result in this, that, or whatever. Oh. Bitches that's doing whatever they doing, they just acting like bitches. They don't even know where the shit gonna take it. But if you go with it, that's where it's gonna take you. The bitch ain't gonna know, you ain't gonna know. But I'm saying, the pimp shit, long as that bitch doing what hoes do, you fucking know what to do with her because you pimping. And hoes don't want to think like a square bitch because that'll make them not get to be with the nigga they fucking with.
Dude, gotcha. Can I ask one more question?
Come on, what?
How would you apply that type of you know, knowledge of dealing, say if you had three or four women on the staff of a legal company, how do you deal with the different, one might like you, the other one might like you, this one might like you, but you're not trying to fuck. You're just trying to have them do their job to the best they ability, but they have
hey,
to
listen, man. If you got three bitches, four bitches you fucking with, and you can't categorize them, then you just going to be subject to whatever you think. I look at the bitches. Then the bitch might be, this bitch is a call girl, meaning she's a tease. Well, no, I take that back. Meaning she gonna play me or she wanna play me for whatever she can get out of me. That's a call girl. But then I look at this bitch and I see, that bitch is a stripper. She's a fucking bitch that wanna tease me with whatever she got. Curves, you know, conversation, whatever. And then
you describing that shit to a T. Go ahead, let me shut up. Cause it's like
I'm just telling you what I do. What I'm saying is the call girl, the stripper, and the fucking hoe. The hoe is just being real, and you can see her. She's just kicking it with you, and if you don't have them. And those are not those categories, but for me, they all going to be in one of those categories. And the one I prefer is the hoe.
Oh, man.
Soon as I see a bitch acting like a hoe, I'm at her. Not because I want her to be a hoe, but because I don't want no stripper that's going to be teasing me, trying to make me pay for what I want. I don't want no goddamn call girl that's going to be trying to manipulate me because I think she's fine. I want that hoe that's going to give me what I'm supposed to have because I'm earning it from being me. That's what I want.
I'm good, brother. I got you. I ain't going to make you.
Hey, I'm glad you do, bro. So,
thank you, brother.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you guys got to understand, No, I don't want to be right there. I got these new tools and shit, right? I got like four new categories. Now, the first category is about this abadabra. And then there's some things that you need to know before you even get involved. There's just some things you need to know. You know, there's things that happen in the beginning of this life that if you up on this shit, you can miss a lot of setbacks. You know, and I talk about how to make those adjustments. Then that second category about manning up. Because some dudes think you can get involved with this abadabra and play from the shadows, from behind the scenes, or whatever the fuck. I mean, that's the total wrong way to go about turning out. And I discuss the correct things to do. Because these things that I talk about gonna happen. And the third category is about winning. Once you're on your path, certain things are going to guarantee your success. Do you know what those things are? Well, fuck, I talk about them. Fourth category is the importance of you having integrity. I'm just saying that if you're gonna have, if you're gonna be down, you're gonna have to have integrity. You're gonna have to stand up to what the fuck you say, no matter what it is. And if you can do that, man, you're gonna have friends that fucks with you throughout the whole time you down. Now in a new relationship, I show. I saw all my bad sides at first. I don't try to catch the bitch at first. I mean, she already liked me, I know that. So what I'm saying is I show her the shit she didn't think about when she started fucking with me. I show her I ain't finna listen to that goddamn shit, bitch. Get your ass up and go do what the fuck I'm asking you to do. I show her all that shit. Because I believe if the bitch stay around after dealing, you know, with the worst of me, she should, it should be a piece of cake for her to deal with the pleasant me. I mean, I just can't help my motherfucking self. I got it hard all day long. I mean, I just do. Some can't stand it because of the pace. I'm used to just going all day. And many times as I keep grinding for what I want, I mean, I realize the fact of life. And that's it. Everyone wants shit. But very few will get their ass up and go get it. SW, we the go-getters. You know, and we go get what we want. We don't even want it for more than 5 seconds. The 6 seconds is based on going to get it. So you got to make sure you don't sleep on my fragrance, a bit of dose for him. It's available really with my Sidewalk University gear, but well, actually, this month is over, and it's the end of the 2-for-1 sale. I made some sales, and it was cool. I just wish I could have made more. You know, it's always a success when I have a goddamn sale. But what's significant about this month's fucking sale is there ain't gonna be no more. The 2-for-1 sale is the shit, and I give you one for every one you buy. I guess the 2-for-1 sale is the same thing as the big business do the BOGO, buy one, get one. That's the 2-for-1. I just be real, I'm just saying 2-for-1, motherfucker. But I'm saying I'm graced and I'm blessed, you know, to have met up with real motherfuckers when I turned out. When I first hit Hollywood, I didn't meet that nigga Shantae, but, you know, I came there too many. That nigga been my dog since I met him. That was in the 70s. Now, this is the 2020s. That's like 50 years. Nigga always been real with me. If he could have, he go front on me. But, you know, we just fell out several times, but that nigga got dog in him just like I got dog in me. And the dog in us wouldn't let us stay fell out. It outlasted the bullshit. And I'm fortunate to have lived a long and fruitful motherfucking life. And I also realized my time on earth, it's coming to an end, and I want to leave a message. You got to be able to feel, I'm serious, you got to be able to feel shit. If you ain't got no feeling for shit, you just, you'll miss when your golden years are approaching. I feel my golden years are approaching. Because when I was younger, I thought about if I should work, you know, and wait for retirement to travel and all that shit. See the country. Maybe the world. Or should I travel, see the country, see the world while I was a young fly motherfucker. And dedicate my golden years to working. I decided that I'd rather travel while I was a young bastard and work when I got older, like I'm doing now. Which is the opposite of the way most people think. For me, traveling while I was young and, you know, a young man, that's what made these years I have left golden. And this shit was no accident. The remaining years I have were made golden by my being a man of great character, hella integrity, in a top-flight street player, in a gracious fucking human being. I've grown to be a person willing to learn whatever it takes to make progress in my life. I'm with it. I don't really give a fuck what it is. If I need it to make progress in my life, I'm going to do it. Except I ain't getting on more roller coasters. I ain't doing none of that goddamn shit. But what I'm saying is, I promise myself to adhere to the notion that each one teach one. And none of my being a top flight any goddamn thing is of really any importance to you, per se. But by my being Rosebud the pen, and you with the knowledge that I'm now a fucking professor with my own school, that's of interest to many. What makes it interesting is the why of it all. Why has had a fucking allure to it. Just the beginning of time. 202. What's up with you?
Hey, Professor Rosebud, this is Jaime, SW alumni.
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Thanks for hitting me, bro. I love a motherfucker to keep his word.
You already know. I appreciate all the knowledge in the game. It's definitely helping me out, you know, immensely. Professor, real quick, I just want to chop it up with you. You know, over the weekend, man, I pulled this little fine broad, and you know, she talking about she want to be my girlfriend, man. So I really spit game to her. I learned a lot from what you told me. She's fine, man. She beautiful. Now, could you give me some advice on how I could put it to test? You know, to see if she really fucking with me.
Honey, relax.
Yeah.
We just relax.
Okay.
Because I told not only you, I told all you guys. Well, you might not remember, but I told you, shit's going to happen from you putting this shit down. And this is going to happen, and it's going to make you wonder about, did you do it? It's going to make you, you know, not really question whether or not what you think did it. It's just going to make you have all this uncertainty because you ain't used to it happening.
That's
what
happening.
What you gotta get used to is that you know what the fuck you're doing. And there is no telling what's gonna happen. There is no telling what kind of story you're gonna have to tell me about this weekend or this week. Or you're gonna have to tell your friends. Because during this weekend, you're doing the shit you're learning at Sidewalk University, which is supposed to generate shit that you don't know nothing about.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, what you going through right now is the shit you putting down working. But you don't realize that you're working it. You're not you're not putting the two things together. So it's like luck to you. And the only thing you can do is ask whatever question to get you past this luck. What's going to get you past it is realize you know what the fuck you're doing now. And you're doing what it takes to catch. Now you didn't caught. And what do you need to keep a bitch? Do you know? If you don't, let me tell you. What you did to catch her is how you gonna keep her. So think about it, man. You being sharp, you being on your P's and Q's, you spotting everything, blah, blah, blah. Now you didn't caught her. So what you do now is keep doing that shit. Because it's not luck. It's not luck. It's something you're doing on purpose. And what you're purposely doing is showing her you so she can see that she fucking likes you. That bitch would never know she likes you unless you show her.
Yeah, and Professor, you know, I want to... Yeah, and Professor, I would like to say this as well, you know, with the course with SWU, which is the best thing that I have involved myself in a while, this bitch even told me, wow, I can't believe how much confidence you have in yourself, you know, like just talking, just the
person. Honey, I'm not a porno motherfucker, but tell me when that bitch said that your dick didn't get hard as fuck. Hey, man, this shit is real. And when you show them that shit and they speak on it like that, it really has hit them. So, honey, what is this whole, besides what me and you talking about, what has this whole episode showed you?
You know, just being real, just keeping game, being confident in yourself.
No. It shows you that so far you've been on your job. It shows you that what you have learned so far, you putting it to use, and you didn't already, you know, knock a little cutie off. And before, you wouldn't even talk to that bitch because she's so cute. Now, that's the reason you talk to her. She's so fucking cute. Come on, man. This shit is a dope.
And, Professor, you know what?
You know, I'm the dope dealer. And this fucking game I got is the dope. And your ass is hooked. You gonna be fucking with me, man. This shit is real. This brother never was, I didn't really get that he was shy. But I did get that he wasn't, 100% aggressive based on what he know about himself. And I think I done brought it out. I think, honey, I done brought it out. And your motherfucking ass is experiencing it, man.
You sure did, Professor, and I appreciate that. That think it do it method that, you know, that you passed on to us. Wow, that's crazy. But it's, you know, as soon as you get that thought, you know what it is, Professor. Just
don't give it away. Don't give it away. You sharp, man. I can tell. Hey, what I'm saying is you right, man. You're supposed to see the difference in using shit that's applicable to your life now. Fuck 4 years from now when you didn't got another job or whatever. We want the shit to work for us right now like it's doing.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm loving it, man. You stay down. You know it?
Thank you, Professor. I'll talk to you later on tonight. Conference call.
You know it. 973, what's up?
Rosebud, you said so much right there. You threw me off of what I wanted to say to you, but that ain't nothing but a thing. How you feeling today, brother?
I'm good, brother. What's up?
Listen, man, I call on a once in a while. You know, this ain't our first time chopping it up. I just wanted to tell you because you said something not too long ago that resonated with me. You said that you're in your not exactly how you said it, but you said you're going for your golden years. Later, like
I'm
in your
approaching
life,
my golden years, yeah.
You're approaching your golden years, yes. And when you said that, I said, nah, you in your golden years right now. What are you talking about?
No. Do you know what golden years are?
Okay, I ain't going to make it seem like I'm a fool. I don't know. Go ahead.
Golden years are the years that you simply relax and live off the fruits of your labor. Golden years are the years that you don't have to really do shit. You just, whatever the fuck you want to do, however the fuck you want to do it, some of it's because you're that age, and some of it's because that age you are made it to where you can do this. But most of it is because you're at the age you don't want to run around. You ain't trying to keep up. You know, you didn't keep up. Now, you know, you at the top. So wherever you at.
Right.
Now, the top got hella layers. You know, you might be on layer one and it got 1,000 layers. But you still at the top. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Now, you may not want to sit down, though, when you at that level. Because I know guys that get up, you know, they've had that fire for a long time, and the fire never dies out, even when they up in age. Now, I don't think you'll be sitting down.
I didn't say the top brings about complacency.
Right.
The top brings about acceptance. You're at the top. Mm. Now, some motherfuckers, you know, that's archers, they fucking shoot the arrow, and as long as they get in the bullseye, they think they're dope. And that's at the top because they always hit the bullseye. But then you got motherfuckers that shoot that first arrow, and then unless they shoot the next arrow, hit right at the point of them feathers of the first arrow and split that second arrow, land in the same spot. And then they do that again and again. It's motherfuckers that can do that. They at the top too. But that motherfucker that is the bullseye ain't nowhere near what that motherfucker that do what I just said do.
Right, splitting that arrow, splitting that feather, splitting it over and over again.
Hey, what I'm saying is there's always room for perfection.
Right. That just hit me hard right there, man.
Hey, that's what I'm supposed to do, man. I ain't supposed to kick it with you and don't hit you hard.
Whew. That's why you're going to live forever, man. Your name will forever be out
in the
book.
Hey, I'm going to live forever through you. I'm going to live forever through you and other motherfuckers that take what a nigga say serious.
Know that. For real.
For sure. Hey, so listen. I'm being real. Me and my nigga Tate, you know, we've always been competitors. Die hard. And the more I can't beat him, and I'm sure the more he can't beat me, make us love each other more. I'm telling you, that nigga is 73, 74. I'm 70. And we still competing. We still competing. It don't mean the same shit that it used to mean. Because I'm really competing with that nigga, but I ain't necessarily trying to be better than him. Because I used to, that was my goal, to be better than this nigga. But right now, I just want to be with this nigga. Who the fuck want to be with the loser motherfuckers that you have to fuck with? I don't. I'm serious. I mean, my personal thought, you know, as far as traveling when I was young and not when I'm old. My personal thoughts is that what I did traveling is what made my years golden. That's why I don't have to do anything in my golden years. I just have to live. Whereas the guy that, you know, worked all his life when he's young, when his golden years come, he got to put shit together so his golden years can work. Although he got his shit where he can put it together. You know, he got the mobile home, if that's the case, that he can pull across the country and, you know, do whatever the fuck. And he didn't retire, got X amount of dollars coming in every month. You know, there's, now, I ain't mad at that. But me, if that happens to me, I would just be broke all the time because I'd be fucking my money off. Shit, I ain't having to really do shit for it. It's just coming. So I'd be spending it. I know that sounds crazy, but I would. See, the shit for me is no accident. It wasn't no accident. The remaining years I have been made golden by me being, you know, a man of great character, you know, a man of integrity, you know what I'm saying? A top flight street player, you know what I'm saying? And a gracious human being. I'm going to be, you know, a person willing to learn whatever it takes to make progress in my life. And I promise myself, you know, like I told you probably a little bit ago, each one teach one. I adhere to that. And none of what the fuck I'm talking about means shit to you. But I'm saying, you know, I got this school and all this other shit. I know all that shit means something. And what makes it interesting is why. And you know, am I speaking about how good of a person I am or the changes I've made most likely means nothing to you. But I've been my last dollar there, and a lot of you motherfuckers wonder why the fuck did I retire? As much shit as I'm talking, as healthy as I am, seems like I could have kept going. And most of you won't accept it. And I'm telling you, it's really true. And I'm sure a lot of that shit is because I'm always on this social media. But let me tell you something about this motherfucking game. You get enough of it at one point. 925, what's happening?
Damn, but I had a question, but it sounded like you was about to get on a little rant about some real shit. You could, man,
come on, man. What's up, man? Let's go with your question.
So recently I've been looking into you and Shantae, and both of y'all, like, always emphasize how, like, if you listen closely to y'all videos, like, there's more that's being said to the ear or something along those lines, but I feel like I'm slowly starting to get it. But I wanted to know, like, as far as, like, cause I feel like you guys are good at putting your thoughts together and, like, really putting them into, like, actionable words. So is that,
hey,
like,
bro,
something that came,
bro,
buddy?
Let me ask you something. Whatever you called in for to ask, have you asked it yet?
No.
Let me stop. You haven't even asked it yet. You've been talking 30 seconds, almost a minute. And you haven't even asked what you called in for. What is that telling you, man?
I don't got to.
No, it's telling you that whatever question. Yeah, it is telling you that you ain't got a good question. Because you're trying to explain the goddamn question before you asked it. I ain't no retarded motherfucker. I don't need you to explain something to me.
No, because, look.
Well, why don't you ask the goddamn question?
But I called you last time. You was like, oh, shit, like.
I don't give a fuck about none of that. Why don't you ask the goddamn question you have to ask right now?
What is that second language? What is that undercover language? What's that stuff that some people hear that others don't? What is that?
Bro, do you think I know what you're talking about? I don't even
you
know what
you're
talking about.
You was like. All right, this is what, okay, I don't know what video exactly, but you was like, you were talking to a caller, and you were like, look.
Bro, you got too many us in your conversation. I ain't got time for you. 843, what's up?
What's up, bud?
No, hey, man, you said
it might sound crazy that you, I'm chilling right now, I'm just tapping in, but you said it might sound crazy that you would spend money as fast as you get it. But it don't sound crazy to me. I'm the same way. If I'm wondering, looking back at it, you got any advice for a young cat?
Yeah, man. You got to realize that just because you got it don't mean you should spend it. I used to think the opposite. Because I got it mean I'm supposed to spend it. Whatever the fuck I want, I'm getting it. But that ain't necessarily the right way to think about money. You
right,
know, money,
right.
money, but listen, money that you have, let's say you 25 and you did some shit that made you have a few dollars, and then you get to be 40, and you still have some of those dollars, and you're trying to figure out how not to lose no more of those dollars. See, that's where money makes you. You're not making money. What I'm saying is saying you don't want to fuck your money off as far as like I was doing, because a lot of what I was doing was fucking it off. But I was fucking it off for a genuine reason, which was good for me. But I've learned through living through that it's not good to fuck off your money. What's good is for you to realize who you are and where you stand in the realm of money. And then you're supposed to understand that you got to keep making money. You can't never let the money make you. You know, so however much money you have, if it's enough for you to live the way you want to live, fine. But don't never think that that's how or what you're going to have for the rest of your life to keep living like that. What you're always supposed to do is know where you at, represent where you at, but use where you at as a foundation to get somewhere else. Because that's your ultimate goal, to get somewhere motherfucking else. Because what I'm saying is, even if you at the top, you at the absolute top, when you get there, you're going to see it's layers to it. It could be 150 layers. And you just got to the top. And each one of those 150 is another step you got to take in growth. I'm saying shit. And then when you get up to the 150th step, you're going to see it 75 more.
Right.
It don't stop is what I'm saying, bro. It's always,
yes, sir.
It's always a situation where you can reach, you know, for more. Is satisfaction is the disease of us all that we don't want. You don't want to be satisfied. You want to be content with what you got. But satisfaction means you just gonna keep it. Content means what you got is what you got, but there's more to get. At least that's how I see it. You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
This shit ain't about, you know, dreaming about, man, I'm going to get $500,000, and then I think I'll be cool, and you ain't got but 42 cents when you say that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, next thing you know, you got $500,000. You can say, man, I made it. But, man, the motherfucker that say he made it, he's going to lose that $500,000. That motherfucker
right,
that
right.
Say, man, if I could do this, man, I put my mind to do something else and use that $500,000 to play it, you know, properly. So, because whereas, let's say you didn't have a 42 cent, you taking all kind of chances to get that $500,000. But after you just took all them damn chances and you got that money, now you know how not to take chances. So you paying for
right.
that. And that's how we roll, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I ain't telling nobody to do no illegal shit. I'm just saying, you got to think like this about money. Because we going to make some money. And that's one thing about me.
Sure.
I don't give a fuck what you motherfuckers say. Y'all buy the most expensive dinners. Go to them goddamn hood places and spend $23 for two pieces of chicken. Man, shit.
Yeah.
We spend money, a lot of motherfucking money, that we don't even think about. Because it's just a part of living for us, man.
Right, right.
So we don't care about it. That's what it costs for us to live. And we're going to keep doing that. But at the same time, we can improve the prosperity that's there, too. Because some of that shit, he ain't got to do. I'm learning that about my own goddamn self, man. I got to quit being so good to my daughter. Hey, let me tell you something. If there's one broad that can get what the fuck she wants me in this goddamn friend,
that is little girl.
Hey, she, I don't give a fuck. As I'm touching her out, I'm handing it to her. You little motherfucker, you always asking why, you got a job, you goddamn motherfucking, yes, 21st century. And I handed it to her. Whatever she asked for. Hey, I can't help it, man.
That's right, yeah.
All right, bro. Hey, let me get you 216. What's up?
Hey, bud, real quick. You showed me some techniques and pull, right? Shooting pull. I tried that shit. I've been a beast ever since. I just had to give a little testimony, man.
Wait. What did I tell you about pull?
You told me to get as low as I can to on the ball or on the table. I've been using that right there. You told me something else about keep my arm rested on
close
my body, but
side.
I didn't really understand that.
Hey, you got to keep your arm close to your side. Because what I'm saying, as long as that feeling on your side never changed, that means you going straight. But that motherfucking change is lighter or is more, that means you going crooked. I'm telling you,
as far as stroking,
you got to stroke straight in order to shoot straight.
Okay.
That's what that shit on the side. But getting low on that ball, that give you the perfect vision. As far as the
man, I've been kicking ass with that. Good looking, bud.
You know it. Hey, you know it. See that guy? I know what the fuck I be talking about, y'all. Hey, let me get on. Okay, check game. I mean, I'm always on some kind of game tip. It ain't necessarily pimping. But it's got something to do with the game, you know. And I'm just the kind of nigga. I'm gonna bet my last dollar on me. I'm just saying, you know. And as far as why I retired, it's because I was ready to retire. I thought, not that I was the greatest, but I wanted to do something else because I thought I was doing just everything I wanted to do in that game, which I was, but none of it really matters because I wish I would have never retired. But most of you won't accept it's really true. And I'm sure a lot of that shit is because I'm always on this goddamn social media on somebody's case about this game. But it's really true that the game is really in me. It was not on me. It was in me. It will never leave me. 267, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah, what's happening?
Say about work related women.
What?
That think they like you. You should don't mess with women or the job. On the best.
Hey, brother, wait.
Hello?
Either you gotta either, if you're on the speaker or something, get off the speaker. But what I'm saying is you fading in and out, and I can't hear everything you're saying.
Well, I'm talking women on the job. On the job.
You on the job?
Yeah, but she's leaving the job. That means I could still talk to her now, because now it's not so I'm being professional and stuff.
Man, you ain't being professional because you shitting where you eat.
When she leaves the job, talking about she's going back to school and stuff, so she's quitting the job now.
So what's your question, bro?
Since she's not on the job now, since I'm not shitting where I eat and stuff, I won't be doing that if she's gone now.
You still will have contact with her?
Yeah.
So what are you asking?
So it's okay to now have a relationship since she's not going to be working where I'm working.
Do the bitch want to have one with you?
Yeah.
I don't even believe she do, man, because you can't even talk. You so full of shit way you talk. Hey, the way you talking, man, that's how you talk to LeBron. And I know damn well she got to guess half of the shit you saying because you don't make it clear. You know that's true. You know that's true. I can tell by talking to you. That's how you talk to her. She don't know what the fuck you be talking about because you don't even be making it clear. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, we haven't talked, but I seen her, and she just walked by, but we used to talk a little bit. She said, you got money and stuff, because I'm talking about taking trips and stuff,
hey,
Puerto Rico.
Bro, yeah. You know, go buy one of them goddamn secret agent books that you can talk in code so that whoever you talking to can understand what the fuck your dumb ass saying, because I don't speak in the fucking code that you goddamn using. I don't know what the hell you saying. You sound like a damn fool to me, man. Shut up. I don't want to hear that goddamn shit. Stupid ass motherfucker. For me, I'm just saying. Most motherfuckers got to, they don't really understand why a nigga become a pimp. You want to be, or you want it to be, and being the center of attention got old by the time you was in the 10th grade. And that's what made you want to be a pimp. Center of attention ain't enough. You got to do some shit to make you special in your own way. Like, you know, be a professional ball player or something. No, man, I can't be no ball player, but I can ball because I know how to play. And I'm finna motherfucking use it. I'm just saying, I've always been a standout in sports. I'm finding just about any type of suit, I was in the higher echelon of it. But I never was it. I grew up competing and losing to all my goddamn brothers, even though one of them was younger than me. I lost them, too. And through it all, I really wanted to be a well-known person. Something about me wanted me to be some kind of person. And I certainly didn't necessarily want to be an entertainer, but that would have worked. And I didn't. You don't want to be no political figure or any other leader. But I did have a great thirst to be important. I just did. I don't really know where that began, but if anybody influenced me in that, it was my dad. Okay, Mr. Dixon, Clint Senior Dixon, Clint Dixon Senior. This nigga was well known in the Leo. He had a lot to do with how the city survived, but he wasn't no goddamn politician. You know, he chaired a lot of fucking committees. You know, he was always having some kind of meeting at our house, you know, concerning the well-being of the Crest or Vallejo in general. But that wasn't his job. He was the electronic. Today, he would be one of them niggas that worked on the fucking computer boards. But he never ran for no office. let me tell you something. All the major players of the city, from the mayor to the police chief to the city council, some of all the motherfuckers would seek out what Pop had to say on whatever feelings that was going on concerning the niggas. Or actually the citizens of Vallejo. Or politics. Put it that way. Yeah, politics of Vallejo. My dad was kind of mother. He was like a voice of the community. And he was representing the voice of black citizens. And he was always in the background of shit. But believe me, I'm telling you, they always called on him to speak. He was the first motherfucking nigga on the Chevron gas station in Vallejo. He's a 36-degree Mason. And I'm telling you, the nigga just was a fucking good dad. The nigga was low-key, but you know, when somebody had an idea to make the community better, you know, they came to Pops and ran about Pops, and that shit was solid. Pops would make sure something, he would help it happen. And when he died, I'm telling you, man, the Mason stood guard over my dad's body 72 straight motherfucking hours. And he was buried with all honors. I mean, hell honors from the Masons. Because, see, Pop's respect was earned the old-fashioned way. You know, he worked for his fucking prestige. And he set a lot of precedents for motherfucking black men, you know, at the time in Vallejo. And him and my mama was and still are the motherfucking role models for not only my family, but hell of people our age that grew up with us. They knew Mother Dixon and Mr. Dixon. The one thing I know for a fact is my dad was proud of me. And I say that to say, this nigga knew what I did. But I'm a respectful son in all aspects to my parents, and I would never floss or acknowledge that I was a pimp to either of them. And I remember when I bought that Rolls Royce, and I was so motherfucking proud. I rode the Vallejo, and I went to my parents, and I'm going to pay them a quick visit. Pops was in the front yard in this normal entire blue overalls and the twist little fucking hat he wore, working in the front yard. And I never fronted with my hoes around my pops. But this time I had four white bitches. So I ran up to Pops and I shook his hand and went in to kiss mugs. When I came back out to kick it with Pops, I was smiling and I told Pops, you know, about my accomplishment, you know, back there with our cash. You know, Pops put his foot on, put his foot on Sheldon's bed. Boy, you really think you're doing something, don't you? So I say, Pops, I reached in my back pocket and pulled out the pink slip. The pink slip to a motherfucking Rolls Royce. To emphasize, I owned it. I cashed it out. I sold this shit to my pop, and he chuckled as he started walking toward the back. And, you know, and he looked at me as he was walking, so I caught up with him. And he told me something. This just made me see why I'm such a motherfucker. My pop said, boy, I seen the time when it took me 30 days or 1 month. In 15 days of next month, just for me to see all my women. And then he walked into the backyard a little further, stopped, and he turned his door, and he walked back towards my car. And as he did, he was smiling, and he grabbed my hand and looked at my rings. He examined my rings and shit, and I let the sun hit him and shit. And then when I got to the park, I had never, you know, introduced none of my homes were fine, but I introduced my dad to all the bras. Then afterwards, I hopped in the car and started backing out. And when I put my car in drive, my pops, he gave me his approval. I took off for one of them. This wasn't the first time. It was one of the first times I ever heard that motherfucker give any of us his approval. And as I drove off, I heard him say, "Do it, boy!" I almost could cry right now thinking about this shit, because Pops, I think he was very proud of me at that moment. Because any one of us in my family would have did anything to hear one of our parents say some shit like that. That was hard to get from my parents. A compliment. Do you want to know what most every motherfucking woman wants and desire in a man? It's for the man in front of her to be able to show her how likable he is, not how likable he can be. How likable he is. A likable personality in a motherfucker is determined very quickly by any woman. So each of you need to hone what's likable about you. Or don't you know? You need to learn to converse on the many facets of your character. That's your guy's problem. You're just one-dimensional, woman, fuck. I think it took over 170 hours of editing to get to that 4.5 hours that I have in my course. I'm a motherfucker that's dedicated to doing the right thing. And I'm going to learn what the fuck I'm doing or what I'm getting into. And I was blessed to get all the equipment and software I needed, you know, to make major moves. And even though I was pressed for time, I learned all that shit. I learned all that fucking shit to get, you know, to where I could do big things with this shit. I saved down there $8,000. This is $8,000 15 years ago. That's a lot of money today. But I saved that fucking with my course because I took it upon my motherfucking self to learn some shit that I was absolutely afraid to learn about the computer. And when I was completely scared, I was a little tame over to do it. And no matter what you're doing, you got to take the next step. And you got to bullshit. It's been a while now. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. It's been a while now, but I, you know, been in social media for a good while. Not the way I was at one time. And you know, everything about what I'm doing is based on my school and how, you know, my school is making it on its own, and I'm the motherfucker driving. You know, when I started fucking with social media, I did want a business, which I do have. And my books, as far as that goes, they selling, but of course, I couldn't live on the shit. You know, and as my tools, all everything I'm doing is selling on you, you know. That should say something to you about me. You know, you watch me go to school. You watch me graduate. You fucking see, you know, that my motherfucking ass went on to higher education. And I got 2 degrees. You've seen me make 2 documentaries, The Gospel of the Game and The Real Film of Slim. You watched me complete 50 novels, focus 9. You know, I'm a conceited and selfish bastard. I am. And I suggest you get some of what I'm on. I'm telling you, this is not bragging. It's how the show ends. Any of you motherfuckers, you can do the same shit I'm doing. Just to show you that. You can move the same way I move if you want to. So, my fellow Americans, what's in the problem? I mean, what's on your menu? In your quest for greatness, those of us who seek it know the power of the menu. What's on your menu? For you without a menu, won't know what to fucking order. And if you don't know what to fucking order, how the hell are you going to go wherever you want to go? Pin it on the menu, and I want a whole plate of it. That's what we used to scream. Nah, I scream, game on the continuous flow. And unless you know, you will not know where to go. And as long as where you go, your game will brightly show. Then you can, you know, join the ranks and belong to the realm of the game go. We bout it. I'm starting to get feedback on my new directions that I'm going to Southern University. I mean, I shouldn't even make these reports because I've been accused of paying people to support me. But if you believe that, you should believe it. The average motherfucker can't believe it works as well as it does. I can't help it. People take a chance on my course and realize something special. They all realize they cannot determine the vessel that their help's going to arrive in. But they all see it when the motherfucker comes along, regardless of how I talk, because I'm that vessel. They think, they thank me from the bottom of their motherfucking hearts. And just as I thought, everything is just 40 times worth, I mean, excuse me, worth 40 times more than what I think is worth. I tell you what, though. I just chalk everything up to this, you know, game. I chalk it all up to the game. What I do to improve my shit, I mean, you know, just as you, I pay attention to shit and I learn. And what I learn, I incorporate and, you know, I use all the feedback I get out of people to go in my shit. And the feedback I received to improve my course, you know, and some of it I implemented, you know, in the new version. And you just got to understand, you're the recipient of everything I do. You receive the benefits of whatever my intentions are. My course always was what I claimed it was. 973, you back with something else. I see you guys up here two times. 973, 903, what's going on?
Your senses are off.
972. 972-948, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? It's Hop from SW. I graduated 2021.
Okay, what's happening?
Can you
hear me? Yeah.
Nothing, man. I just heard you chopping it up about the course, and me and the fellas, we just actually started over yesterday. But I heard you say something about you added some new stuff to the course, and we were just trying
not
to see what
not
I was
not
just
to the course,
to
just some tools. I got new tools,
okay,
but
just
I was talking about the new version that you guys already got.
Okay, bet. We were just trying to make sure, man, that we can practice that too.
Yeah, you know, it's cool. Thanks.
All right,
who is this?
This is Jeff from the court, from his interview in class of 2021.
Oh, yeah, but you said Jeff?
Jeff, we came out with Earl and Jonathan, Jeff.
Oh, okay. All right. What's your last name?
Hopkins.
Okay, for sure. You came out with Jonathan Gentry then?
I'm the one that was helping everybody in the side group.
Okay, for sure. All right, what's up? I really wasn't hearing him, so I probably wasn't answering him correctly. But listen, my thing is the course in Sidewalk University is the bomb. And I pay attention to shit, and I incorporate shit that I learned. Then the shit always was what I claimed it to be. And you know that because you get people like the guy just called. Muslims call in to compliment it. They don't call in to pay me, tell them I'm charging them, I'm trying to pimp on them. I mean, it's the key to escaping that fucking prison of insecurity that you guys are in. Well, now it even shows you fucking how to build a bulletproof vest to wear in public when you interact. Don't waste no more of your motherfucking time wondering if you should fade me. Get your money together and let's roll. Tell me there is no sense and you continue to doubt something that you see witnessing. I mean, excuse me, you witnessing, you see it as successful. The fear you have of me beating you is unfounded. So you need to give me my props and fucking buy my shit. Unless you have a few more years you want to, you know, spend hoping something changes for you. You don't have to give my shit. Join in and enjoy some of this damn good feeling of doing and being what and who you want to be. It's yours for the taking. You know, I've been wondering about this for a while. Let me ask you, who has the most problems, gay or straight couples? Because I see these women who are lovers, they be fighting like cats and dogs because one of them is too domineering. And then when I get to talk to one of them, like that, one of the big reasons you quit fucking with dudes, because they were so domineering? What I'm saying is, gay or straight, if you're insecure, if you a fucking insecure bastard, you gonna have some goddamn problems in your relationship. But I gotta admit, there is nothing funnier because, you know, where I live, gay motherfuckers live around here and they be arguing. You hear these gay dudes arguing. You know, the roof is always on fire when them motherfuckers be arguing. But then one of them motherfuckers call the other one a bitch. It's nothing like listening to them. It was like a woman calling another woman a cunt. The fight be off the chain. But what I'm saying is, what is life stupid? If a race of people participate in a systematic elimination of their race and they turn a blind eye to it, I think that's life stupid. I think if a race of people accepts what they eat is unhealthy, and at one time this same race eating that same food was the stronger race, but since they now that they believe it's unhealthy, they've accepted their oppressor's diet as healthy, then they don't see that their diet was why they were so fucking weak, and our diet was why we were so strong I think that's life stupid. I know you'll find many reasons to contradict what I'm saying and possibly make me sound stupid. But let me ask you one question. How did an enslaved race of people only eat this unhealthy goddamn food and rise to be one of the one race no one could outperform? No one could outthink our intellect, our physical ability, our actual appearance, our agility, our aging. How can all these things develop over many years and then all of a sudden they're so bad? I'm talking about hundreds of years. And this race developed to be the better race. And this food never exposed that race's weakness because of the diet. And what I'm saying is, only when all this science came up, they can answer these questions as to why niggas woo-woo. Then why is it that white people no longer ask why is the black man so strong, mentally and physically? It's because they took our strength by making us think everything about us is unhealthy. And we bought it, lock, stock, and barrel. So they no longer think we're the stronger race. So why is it white people have all their fucking hillbilly, redneck, country, heavy metal, and many other varieties of music, and we have none? What is our music? Spiritual music? I will admit, today the church is the only place you can go and hear a soul singer sing with soul and not fake it. All the things, I'm telling you, all the goddamn things we have surrendered to the motherfucking white man. I'm just saying, in the name of progress. Wait. Who in the fuck? 863, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? You dropping some cold knowledge right now, but I want to go back to what you were saying before when you were saying, you know, people afraid that you might be trying to pimp on them. Man, they go back to the saying that you know what I'm saying, the saying of many are called, few are chosen. And to be honest with you, that's just the game keeping the fakes out the way, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
Hey, I appreciate that, bro. You know, that's, you know, actually, I ain't doing it to hear that, but that's what the niggas need to be hearing.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Hey, 202, what's up? You there?
Hey, Professor, I'm still here. I'm just listening to the show.
Okay, 973, what's going on? 973, you there? Okay. So you know what? All the things that we didn't surrender to these peckerwoods in the name of progress, to me, is life stupidity in its highest form. I said, how could we be this dominant race if everything about what we did was unhealthy? I'm just saying, you know, things have changed so much in today's world. Because when we was kids, white boys was victimized by some of us. Now what we did was truly bullying. We would bully them motherfuckers. Today, what they call bullying is anything that can hurt a motherfucker's feelings. Your breast stank, motherfucker. Your teeth yellow. Your clothes ain't shit. No, that's bullying. What I'm saying is, that's so much bullshit until it's pathetic. The fucking white boys that we really and truly used to bully, they never committed suicide. And if one of them did, it wasn't because they was bullied. It was because whatever the fuck they was going through at home. They used to cry and feel alienated because of the treatment they endured, but they were at least strong in the sense. Sure, their feelings was hurt. That's all it was. They didn't think they was any less. Their parents complained to the extent the laws changed. And over the past few years, we've all accepted that acting like a scary-ass white motherfucker is the way to be. So instead of teaching our kids how to stand up to ridicule, we teach them to be weak and subject to commit suicide. Some of our parents should not have married. But you're the result. So what if you have a big-ass motherfucking head and is extremely tall and fat? You got to blame your parents for that shit. You can't blame us, kids. Kids are going to be kids. And some of us are cruel, but our goddamn parents, if you like my parents, they prepared me for the... If my eyes, if I had cock eyes, my mama would have told me, boy, if you're going to be talking about your cross-eyed self, you know, what I'm saying is you grow up, I'd rather them screaming to my face and be whispering behind my back, making me wonder what the fuck they saying. The things they think we're saying. Black people have to take that kind of shit from white people. And as we as weak as them motherfuckers are, our race would have died off. Man, think of all the intimidation niggas used to have to go through every motherfucking day. So instead of giving up, they decided to let black people get exposed to education and a higher level of success. And voila, niggas is all thinking like Jack of Woods. And you want to know what our stupid-ass race has really done? We didn't accept it that the Blues are sponsored by white people. We've accepted that Justin Bieber and Justin Timberlake are the next soul singers. We didn't accept that those Peckinwood and motherfucking boxers have some kind of talent. We've allowed rap to be dominated by white people. And all for what? So we can commit suicide if some motherfucker don't like our shit. Man, just like the Peckinwoods used to do. This is serious shit. I'm laughing at shit. If any of you motherfuckers ever heard a real soul singer, tell me Justin Timberlake sings a soul. He may sing with his feelings, but he ain't got a lick of soul in him. So how the fuck can he sing with soul? That's because they learned what soul is and they defined it. So now through definition, they can do it. But they don't have to feel it. Shit, we need to wake up. Book smart and life stupid is where we are as a race at this point in the game. And I'm realizing that I'm longing for yesterday in more ways than one. I have a few dudes in Sidewalk University who spend a lot of money trying to find answers to the age-old questions. And the main one is any of those, how do I, those questions. If you're fortunate enough to know any one of the men who fucking taken my course and graduated, ask them do they have those kinds of questions to ask anymore. Ask them if they, you know, don't have the answers to questions that used to drive them nuts. My approach is so simple, it's mind-blowing. But the real beauty of it is it will not cost you an arm and a motherfucking leg. And more importantly, it works. I cannot give you the names of any of the motherfuckers that's graduated. You know, but if you stay fucking with me, you'll hear them come on here and say shit plus or minus about my motherfucking shit. You know, you keep an eye on my motherfucking statuses to see who acknowledges it. People compliment me daily on the benefits they get from my male confidence course brought to them through Sidewalk University. I'm out.